AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court has released a decision on guns.
This decision has made every single one of us less safe from gun violence.
New York Mayor Eric Adams responded to the decision that struck down a New York law requiring people to demonstrate a particular need for carrying a gun in order to get a license to carry one in public.
The decision ignores the shocking crisis of gun violence every day, engulfing not only New York, but engulfing our entire country.
President Biden has responded. The AP's Sagar Magani has that story.
The president says it contradicts both common sense and the Constitution, a ruling that, in his words, should trouble us all. In a written statement, he says after a series of mass shootings, the country should be doing more to rein in gun availability, not less, and he's urging states to go further in making laws to protect their people.
New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik applauded the ruling and said it correctly declares New York's shameful attempt to shred Second Amendment rights of New Yorkers unconstitutional. The Senate pushed a bipartisan gun violence bill to the brink of passage as it voted to halt a Republican filibuster against the measure. The sister of a 9-year-old girl who was killed in the Uvalde school shooting tearfully pleaded with lawmakers in Texas to pass gun safety legislation. Sources tell the AP the U.S. will send another $450 million in military aid to Ukraine, including some additional medium-range rocket systems. The Food and Drug Administration is ordering Juul to pull its electronic cigarettes from the U.S. market. Juul is widely blamed for sparking a national surge in teen vaping. The World Health Organization is convening its emergency committee to consider if the spiraling outbreak of monkeypox warrants being declared a global emergency. This is AP News. The Vatican released Pope Francis's itinerary for a trip to Canada.
The publication of the program for the July 24 to 30 visit to Canada indicates Francis intends to go ahead with the trip, despite knee problems that had forced him to cancel a similarly difficult visit to Africa. Francis is due to visit Canada to apologize to Indigenous people for abuses at Catholic-run residential schools. The 85-year-old Pope has been using a wheelchair for some time because of strained ligaments in his right knee that have caused difficulties. The itinerary was delayed for nearly 2 weeks, and his publication doesn't mean the trip is 100% confirmed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Amazon's Alexa might soon replicate the voice of family members, even if they're dead. The capability, unveiled at an Amazon conference in Las Vegas, is in development and would allow the virtual assistant to mimic the voice of a specific person based on less than a minute of a provided recording. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.